So today, instead of a question, we have a varietal spotlight for Bob. Chenin Blanc, a little Chenin Blanc 101. How would you describe that varietal, Bob?
Yum. Yeah. I love Chenin Blanc. It is one of the world's great white grapes. It's undervalued, underappreciated, and undersold. And go buy a bottle of really good Chenin Blanc today.
Okay.
Okay? Get out there. Chenin Blanc is such a satisfying wine as a winemaker because you can make it sparkling. You can make it dry, medium dry, sweet, ultra sweet, botrytis infected, all of those things. It is a wonderful grape for a winemaker to handle. And it's so satisfying in its character. You have a lot of intense and unique flavors and aromas to Chenin Blanc. It kind of is a fine, penetrating pear, slightly apple note, with little hints occasionally of nuts, of wax, of flowers, a range of different flower types. I love it. I love Chenin Blanc. It is originally from the Loire Valley of France, the Jardin de France, okay, the Garden of France. And it's fitting that so much great Chenin Blanc comes from this part of France because the wine is so complementary to the food there. But it has migrated around the world, does a really great job in South Africa. South African Chenin Blanc used to be plonk, just something you'd, you know, clean countertops with. And today they're so serious about Chenin Blanc in South Africa. You can find some absolutely great Chenins from South Africa. United States, good. We treat it a little bit disrespectfully here, and we try to make too much of it from the same from the vines. The yields, how many tons per acre, we typically look at it as a quaffing white, and I think treated with respect, it's one of the great wines of the world.
Wow. Okay. So Chenin Blanc, real quick, does it remind you of another varietal that we've heard of before? Is it a close relation, or at least taste similar?
If you could combine some of the fruitiness of Riesling, some of the dry sturdiness of Chardonnay, and a little bit of the exotic fruit melon notes of Grüner Veltliner, maybe you'd get close. Chenin stands proudly on its own.